Well, never let anyone determine what success will look like for you, because everybody's success will be different. Everybody's going to have a different way to achieve it. And it's interesting that you said that about how it's hard to break into the industry. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about it, if you're singing, you're in the industry. There's no, if you think of breaking something, you've already put a barrier in front of yourself.
Okay.
So take the limits off, because God is limitless. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us to think in infinite terms when we have finite minds. So don't let anybody determine what success will look like to you. And if you're singing, you're in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of getting in front of the right people. Okay. You know. But if you're singing, if you're doing your thing and you're doing that well, somebody gonna hear you. Sing at the opening of an envelope. That's what I would say. Mm-mm. Where the opportunity presents itself, open your mouth. Okay. And don't be, there is nothing too big or too small. And if you, well, I need to get more money than this, then you don't want to sing. Because it can't always be about the dollar. Mm-hmm. Now, it can't always be about getting it free either. That's but, true. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's about the exposure. Sometimes it's about your own personal enrichment. Mm-hmm. You know, from where, because I have sung for the president. Not the Obama, but Bush. Okay. President of the United States. Okay. Sung for him at the prayer breakfast. T.D. Jakes was the keynote speaker. It was on C-SPAN, and it played and it played and it played. Condoleezza Rice. Was it Rumsfeld? Yeah. All these people there, they're looking at me. George Bush going, yeah. He was George Bush. I don't care. Yeah. He was a president.
Yeah.
Everybody knew my name that day. Yeah. I had to pay my way to Washington, D.C., pay for my hotel, and sang for free.
Wow.
Sure did.
Wow.
But I did it.
But that's amazing. Oh,
that's
my God.
Something that I can put down. Yeah. It can't always be about money. You have to want to do this and you never gotta die.
Wow.
And that's the truth. Because 2004 to 2008 was fabulous money. When reality hit.
Yeah.
And the stock market and everything fell out the bottom.
Yeah.
And the arts in America suffered because the people that were giving big money to the arts either started giving you less or they took it all the way away. Mm-hmm. And because, and like in Europe, because I'm in France right now with my husband, this is state sponsored or country sponsored, whatever they call it, arts here, you know, so there's a budget for it. In America, it's not so. That's why we have to have all these organizations to help fund the arts. Right. And they've taken a lot of arts out of the schools. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, people like myself, because I am considered freelance, I have to, you know, make myself available maybe to go into a school and do my program. I do a shortened version of opera from a sister's point of view for kids. Okay. Otherwise, they will never know about this art form that is something that they should not keep themselves from. Mm-hmm. Rap is fine, R&B is fine, country is fine, all that's fine. Mm-hmm. But there is classic music, and if kids aren't exposed to it, all they're going to be exposed to are those things that are quote unquote popular. Okay. So, in a nutshell, what I would say is that you have to want this. Mm-hmm. almost more than you want to eat.
That is,
you know, wow. So that means not putting things in your way that's going to hold you down or hold you back. Mm-hmm. Because children are a beautiful thing, but if you're a young woman and you're not married and you don't have any kids, and you want this career, keep it like that. Because I'm sorry, when children come into play,
everything slows down.
everything slows down. You can still do it. Mm-hmm. But why make it hard? Same thing with a young man. You know, I always tell young people, when they are footloose and fancy free, stay that way until you achieve what you want in life.
Okay.
Because once you start putting chains on you, whether they be with sex or drugs, alcohol, partying hard, and even making a bad name for yourself, mm-hmm. where nobody wants to work with you because they've heard about you and your reputation. Mm-hmm. Think about those things. I tell my 17-year-old that, Lord Jesus, please let him hear. He's hard-headed.
We're all hard-headed, actually. I don't know. We all of a sudden you hit 40 and you're like, okay, I get it now. I'm listening to my mom.
Exactly. Yeah. It does take some growing up. It's the truth. You cannot put an old head on a young body.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand it for years.
I still don't understand
it. Like I know
it.
Now.
I still don't understand it, but... sorry, I wanted to ask, what is your ultimate goal when you perform? What do you want your fans to take away from your performance? If you have an ultimate goal.
Well, when I signed the contract, my ultimate goal is to get my check. I'm just going to put that in the front, okay? My ultimate goal is to get my check and pay my bills. Mm-hmm. But in getting my check and paying my bills, I have to be worthy of my check. So, I want to give a good performance. I want to give a performance where they feel full. They'll be like, damn, that girl can do everything. Yeah. Because I want to always keep those doors of other opportunities. Mm-hmm. I'm a businesswoman too, you know. And if all you hear from me all night is classical music, and it's like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But I want to give you flavors. I have so much in me, mm-hmm. and so many roots from different genres of music. If I don't share some of everything that I am, I feel like it's a disservice. So I'm giving you some spirituals. I'm giving you a little taste of gospel. I'm giving you, and within that, you're going to get a little R&B, you know, but of course I'm giving you the heavy, you know, classical stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm going to break it down with a little humor. I'm going to talk to you a little bit too.
Yeah.
I talk to my people, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what opera from a sister's point of view is about. It's a tongue-in-cheek fun show where I break down the plots, and it's just about being comfortable with this art form, because it ain't that deep, y'all. Please give me a break.
I don't know.
This is something. Opera, when you really think about it, it's gutter. Mm-hmm. It is. You read some of these plots. These are some nasty, low down, just ugh. And they want to be all, oh, but it's opera and I'm going to wear. And honey, folks is up there getting raped and killed and brought back to life, mm-hmm. and witches and goblins and all kind of fairies and crap.
Mm-hmm.
Please, unicorns and it.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
That's true.
It's entertainment. It's not that deep. It's not that
deep. Well, speaking of how you infuse a lot of different genres into your shows, mm-hmm. I was just curious, what is your favorite song and why? On or off stage, what is your favorite song and why? You know, the song that really resonates with you for whatever reason, it just grabs you. I'm sure this is going to be really hard.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite song. I've heard about my favorite opera, but my favorite song, and the first thing that popped in my head when you said that, mm-hmm. two songs popped in my head, but the first one was Summertime from Porgy and Bess.
Really?
Simply because it's in English.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lullaby in nature. Of course, a baby would cry if I was singing that. Mm-hmm. So all loud and stuff in his ear, he would cry. But we are talking about it's a song that transcends genre. Because you can hear, I do this in my opera from a sister's point of view. I'll sing it in a jazzy way. In a bluesy way. Okay. And then I'll sing it the regular, the way it's supposed to be sung. Mm-hmm. And then you still hear those idioms even in the music, even in the classical. So I say that one because it encompasses all of me. Not so much because Summertime is such a fabulous song, mm-hmm. but just because of the nature of the song, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's because of the nature of the song. And then he's got the whole world in his hands.
Right?
You know, yeah. Honey. He's got everybody in his hands. It's calm true. Down. Calm down. You know, calm it. Right. Because there's nothing we can really do about anything that's turning up in here. We can do something about our universe, our world. Mm-hmm. And I need to be a good influence on my family, on my children, on my colleagues, people that are around me. But if we try to eat the whole elephant, we'll be crazy. He's got the whole world in his hands. Sit on down. Calm down.
Right? Don't worry about mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that.
You know, honestly, I have to say that this interview or speaking to you has totally picked me up because I was having a crap day. And so, like, honestly, it just feels completely right to be speaking to you because you totally have, like, picked me up. And, you know, I was having one of those, you know, oh my God, woe is me type days. Yeah. And you totally were just like, relax, yeah. you know, he's got you. Relax.
It says, keep calm and sing opera.
Right? So. It's true. Because today, actually, yeah. before I spoke to you, I practiced for the first time. I haven't sang in such a long time. I completely okay. forgot about it. So it was kind of like, it was refreshing. I was like, oh. That's cool. I'm talking to an opera singer. I have a reason to practice or something. I don't know.
Yeah!
But I was curious, okay. where do you see yourself career-wise in 5 years?
Oh, girl. In 5 years.
Write a book. Write a book. Sorry, go on.
But, you know, I had been offered a book back in 2004, but I didn't take that option. I have, if I was talking to the lady now, maybe it would still be on the table. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. I would like to be doing more recording.
Okay.
I want my Christmas CD to be out by then and some other things that I just want to do more of the same. I definitely want to get another contract at the Met because, you know, I'm freelance. So you have your moment and then it's like you have to get back in there again because when the regimes change, you got to go through it all over again.
Oh, God,
it's a never ending cycle of always proving yourself.
Really? So it's not okay. it's not like
you, it's not you made it's not it. About 2004 at last, Naida. Yeah. Okay. Now who's the next one?
Really?
Oh, girl.
I hadn't.
Oh, honey. Oh, yes.
I thought once you're on top, you're on top for like no. Oh, wow.
No, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to stay there.
Mm.
And therefore, you are reinventing yourself about every 5 years.
Wow.
About every 5 years. So,
okay.
I would love to maybe have, and I'm on Pinterest too, to maybe have a clothing line or some kind of accessory line.
Okay.
Because I love knitting and sewing and designing. Love it, love it, love it.
Wow.
I mean, I want all my fingers and all the pies, cause I'm good at what I do. Mm-hmm. I am good at what I do, mm-hmm. and I'm very comfortable at saying that because I can do it. I can back it up. If I couldn't back it up, then I'd be shutting up. Cause I ain't trying to give nobody brain surgery. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
So I don't talk about what I don't know about. Mm-hmm. What I know what Angela Brown can do.
Right.
And you hire me, you're hiring a class act, you are hiring somebody that's going to give you their all,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I want to be happier.
Okay.
I don't know how I can get happier, but I am. I'm very happy. My husband, my stepchildren, and,
Amen.
You know,
okay.
maybe another doggy.
Why not? Dogs are awesome. My mom.
Yeah, I have a Tippy. I have a little Yorkshire Terrier now, but she's with my brother and sister-in-law because I got her when I thought I was a big diva and I found out I wasn't because I couldn't afford her little behind on the plane. She couldn't go everywhere with me like I thought.
Okay. Mm-mm.
So and now that I'm in Europe, she really can't come. So,
oh,
you know.
No. That's okay. Yeah. Sometime. Someday soon. Maybe in 5 years at least, for sure.
You know? Okay, girl.
You know? I'm curious, how come you've never, or I don't know, maybe I just, in my research, I didn't find it, but I'm curious how come you've never made it onto the big screen or something, because there's such a huge element of acting that goes into what you do.
Well, no one says that it's too late.
But it's not too late.
It's not too late.
Not at all.
I haven't tried. I had to be totally honest, I have done, a couple of movies with like extra stuff.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
If you blink real fast, you know, you'll miss me.
Okay.
But, yeah, actually I want to do some Broadway.
Oh,
but it's got to be Broadway for me.
That would be awesome.
It's got to be something I can do 8 shows a week. You know,
okay.
Because I already found out they're doing opera from a sister's point of view. Mm-hmm. That people have been wanting to take at the Broadway. I said that's not a Broadway show.
No, mm-hmm. That's not
because I'm talking and singing, okay. And it's too much. Okay. Now I can do it every other day, but it's hard a lot. On the
right? Okay. Maybe like a Phantom of the Opera. There still hasn't been a sister in that role of Christine. I'm just saying.
Charlotte. Is it Christine or Charlotte?
Christine.
Or Carlotta. Christine. Or what's her name?
Christine.
Is it Christine?
Yeah, Phantom of the Opera.
I don't know why I was thinking it was. Is there a Charlotte or Carlotta or something in there too?
I don't recall, but it could be like her best friend or something, but Christine is the main girl.
Okay, well, my girlfriend, I call her my girlfriend. I don't know this child, but she's a Facebook friend.
Okay.
She just did it on Broadway.
Really?
Heather Hill. You know, I'd look her up. I think she was an understudy for it, and then she got to jump in. You know, it was one of those situations. Right. But that's how I got my big break. I was an understudy at the Met.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing I tell young people. Especially in this, and that's really, this goes for anything.
Mm-hmm.
People don't live forever. People don't always want to do this job forever. People get sick. People get tired. People quit.
Right.
There's always room at the, and people die. There's always room at the top.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you got to work to get there. Mm-hmm. And then once you get there, it's work even more to stay there.
That's true. That is very true.
That's why I say be calm. Just calm down and live your life. Because a lot of people, well, I want to have this and I want to have that. I think, you know, you have to get the career first.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you want babies, get them babies. Because I missed the boat on that. That boat is sailed. But I would have loved to have had children.
Okay.
But I got me 3 precious boo-boos.
But I didn't. If you did have children, you wouldn't be where you are now.
It's true. That's true, because I know me. I'm very nurturing, and I'd have been at home patting my babies, right. Honey.
And it would have been can you do this? Oh, no, I can't. My daughter's having a recital. I need to be there.
And the thing is, it's funny that you even say that, because even now, like, the kids are big, but, like, my girlfriends will call up, and they'll go, oh, well, let's go such and such. I said, honey, I got to cook dinner and be home when my husband gets here, because the kids won't have anybody to let them in the door. Yeah. And but that, you know, I have to plan it out, and because I love being home.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord worked it out the way he wanted to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
He just did. And like I said, just be calm.
I find it so
And be patient.
Oh, my God, I'm so bad at that. Yeah. I have no patience. I feel like...
Well, having no patience teaches you patience. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Because you still don't get what you want. I want it.
I don't get what I want. I don't want to wait. And Jesus is like, no,
and it still makes you wait, don't it?
Pretty much.
So therefore, you're learning patience.
Oh my gosh. I'm failing. I know I am. But
no, you're not.
I don't know. I'm just
If you still want it, then you're not failing. If you still want it, then you're not failing. But when you don't want it anymore, and you're just like, and you go to the next thing, then you fail in a little bit. Or it wasn't as important to you as having the patience to wait for it.
Ouch. That is so true. You sound like my mom now. That's hurting me.
Okay, I need to shut up.
No, that's okay, because my mom totally, like, tells it. I'm like, oh, mom, always whining about stuff, and she's like, I'm like, mom, I don't think anybody's reading any of my things, and she's just like... Well, she's like, you need to, like, in our language, shedding. It's like, shedding, it means, like, be strong.
Uh-huh.
You know, be strong, you know. And we have this symbol, it's called a jinyame. It's it means like only with God, like all things are possible with God.
Yeah.
So my mom's always like hammering that stuff into my head all the time, and I'm just like, basically. Yeah. And she's like, it's okay. Keep fighting, it's okay.
I loved my mama when she was here, and I remember everything she told me. Cherish all of that. Write it down if you have to. Well, things my mama said was true.
She writes it down for me, to be honest. Because I'm from Toronto. And so when I went away, this came away to school, my mom's like, okay, read Psalms 23 and Psalms and Exodus and this. And she like made me this big, huge list. Mm-hmm. So like whenever I'm feeling down and stuff, I go to that list and I'm like, okay, why'd my mom want me to read this? And then I read it and then we'll talk about it and stuff. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess you can't really devalue having your mom around and stuff.
Mom and daddies, honey, parents are fabulous. But, you know, there's a point in your life, like my 17-year-old, where you're like, all your friends are everything. And then when they go on about their business and leave you high and dry, you're going to be back to the parents. I'm going to find him that. But at any rate, but yeah.
It's very true. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm like monopolizing your time. But thank you so much for speaking with the magazine. I really appreciate it and all of your pearls of wisdom. Take care.
Good night.
Blessings.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.